Good morning. I have to say it's a little bit intimidating that your pastor's here. I enjoy the opportunities to share God's word with you when pastor is gone or in a situation like this, because mostly it makes me look closer at things. So it's selfish of me, but I enjoy the opportunities because it does help me focus more on the Lord. Let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you that we do have Pastor Matt here that is faithful in his preaching and his teaching, and we just pray that you would bless him and his family. We pray that you will bless this time together and that this message will help someone here or someone that hears it later recorded, that it would help them to go closer to you, Lord. Amen. I would like to add a little context to a story that I'm going to read from the Daily Bread. An average cross-country runner runs 3.1 miles in around 33 minutes. Does that sound right? Okay. Just know there's a cross-country runner in here. Marathon runners typically run around 26 miles and an average of 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 46 seconds. The Tour de France has riders riding 5 to 6 hours a day for 3 weeks, covering 2,121 miles. Think of the physical and mental stress that one has to endure to have perseverance to make it through those events. From our Daily Bread, never give up. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Joop Zoetemelk is known as Netherlands' most successful cyclist, but that's because he never gave up. He started and finished the Tour de France 16 times, placing second 5 times. Before winning in 1980. That's perseverance. Many winners have reached success by climbing a special ladder called Never Give Up. However, there are also many who have lost the opportunity to achieve success because they gave up too soon. This can happen in every area of life, family, education, friends, work, and service. Perseverance is a key to victory. The Apostle Paul persevered despite persecution and affliction. He viewed life with realism, recognizing that as followers of Christ, we will suffer persecution. But he instructed Timothy to place his faith in God in the encouragement of the Scriptures. Doing so would help him face discouragement and endure with hope. At the end of his life, Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. We too can allow the Scriptures to us to press on in the race marked out for us. For our God is both a promise-making and a promise-keeping God and will reward those who faithfully finish the race. As I read this story, I was thinking, I may well have been satisfied with second place, especially the number of times he faced it. How many people can say they finished second in such a grueling race. Zomelk decided second place wasn't good enough. Are you settling for second place in your walk with Christ? Or are you continually striving to grow closer to God in your Christian walk? As we go through the message today, we will be going in to begin in James with other scripture references. Throughout the message, as we look at these passages, we will be looking at building endurance and perseverance in Christ. While this message is directed for those who believe in Christ as their Savior, if you have not yet accepted Christ as your Savior, hopefully this will give you a clearer picture of the Christian life. Many unbelievers think that Christians are hypocrites. Sometimes we are hypocrites, but that is not our intention. We fall into sin and fail to live the way Christ wants us to live. When we fail, we feel regret and repent and ask Jesus to forgive us for our sin. A true hypocrite would be a Christian that didn't repent and ask forgiveness for his failures, but pointed out that others failed in the same manner. You know, the old, I'm not quite as bad as you. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you will use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck in your own brother's eyes, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Matthew 7, 1 through 5. This passage is probably one of the most misused passages in the Bible. Judge not that you not be judged is often used out of context to tell Christians they can't judge others, which is probably another sermon in of itself. For now, just look at the verses following that statement and you will see that you are to judge, but you are to be judging fairly and correctly. Others believe that becoming a Christian will make your life easy and without difficulties. While in some ways this is true, living a life that follows the example of Christ will help avoid the difficulties associated with a sinful lifestyle, though it won't eliminate hardships. In fact, today, you will likely face some persecution if you live a God-honoring life. Let's begin by looking at the definition of perseverance. The definition states that persistence is doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Thinking of the activities mentioned earlier, cross-country, the marathon, and the Tour de France, only those that persevere are able to finish. As we look to discuss perseverance in the Christian life, we will be reading a number of scriptures briefly talking about them. Let's start by turning to the book of James. James 1, 1 through 2. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. The first word in that verse is blessed. How many here today consider themselves blessed? Who is blessed in this verse? The one who remains or perseveres through trials. Notice that our first verse assumes you will experience trials in your Christian life, and that you will be blessed as you persevere through those trials. So many preachers today try to make it sound like if you accept Christ, your life will be easier. Just a quick look at the 12 disciples shows that following Christ won't necessarily make your life easier. Most of the disciples were tortured and killed for proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Though they did this willingly and with faith that Jesus was in control, your life will become enriched as you serve God and turn away from sin, but it actually may become more difficult. Notice that the crown of life is promised for those who persevere and continue to follow Christ. How many of you have completed a difficult task that you would never want to do again, but you look back at it fondly? That's how we can look at some of the trials we go through. Now let's turn to Revelation 2. Revelation 2, 10 through 11. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death. If we are faithful unto death, we will receive the crown of life. The next reading is in Romans. Point out that our suffering help build endurance to persevere through life as we walk with Christ. Now turn to Romans. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and our endurance produces character, and our character produces hope. And our hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5, 3 through 5 reinforces the idea that we will have difficulties, but we are to actually rejoice in our sufferings. Why? Because sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character. One commentary states, trials can be considered pure joy only when there is knowledge that they are designed by God for a purpose. They are tests of faith given in order to develop perseverance. In turn, perseverance produces mature Christian character. I'm not going to say I have achieved rejoicing in suffering, but I work on trying to understand and learn from situations that are difficult. Most of those here have experienced difficult situations and can readily say they are grateful they are over. Now think of those things and try to recall how they helped you grow in your walk with the Lord. Did they lead you to rely on Christ more? Did they help bring you closer to your loved ones? Did they act as a wake-up call to appreciate the gifts God gave? It's easy to get discouraged and focus on how unfair life can be without understanding how much beauty and kindness we experience. Take a moment and try thinking about some positive things in your life. Think of the kind gesture that a stranger did for you. Think of the daily tasks that a loved one does for you regularly. Think of the things, even minor, that you have done for others that bring you thoughts of peace and joy. Our next passage again shares that we will have trials of many different kinds. James 1, 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Hopefully these difficulties will help us become stronger in our faith. As we see how God gets us through the difficulties, we will get closer to Him. The next verse in Hebrews tells us to lay aside our weights and trust in the Lord to get us through the race. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely and lets us run with endurance the race that is set before us. One of the commentaries pointed out, the athletic competitions of Greeks provided a common New Testament analogy for the Christian life. Like a runner, the Christian must be in constant motion toward the goal despite opposition. This demands strenuous effort and endurance, which is learned from constant discipline. Remember that no matter what you are going through right now, God can get you through it, but it won't be without effort. The first thing to look at is if you are actively sinning. Many times we are experiencing difficulties as an underlying sin is partly responsible. If you are having trouble with a boss, maybe your attitude is contributing to the difficulties. If you are having trouble with a child, maybe some of the problem is because of your sinful reaction to something they did wrong. If you are having trouble with your walk with the Lord, maybe you are partly to blame. If you are always questioning when things are difficult, but not thanking Him when it is positive. While we have talked a lot about difficulties that we will face, we should also look at what Galatians 6:9 says. Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. There are some here right now who might not be experiencing difficulties or trials, but are just weary for all the things we are trying to do that are good. Remember that while good works are part of the fruit of the Spirit, good works aren't required for your salvation. If you are doing positive things but feel overwhelmed, you might not be living out the fruit of the Spirit but trying to accomplish things on your own. One of the best ways to persevere is to follow the advice in the next two passages. First is 1 Chronicles 16. 1 Chronicles 16, 8 through 12. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. As we sing praises to the Lord, it's easier to get through difficult times. Maybe try every hour or so during the coming week to praise and thank God for your family, for a friend, for your house, for your church family, for activities that you enjoy. Next, look at Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6:16-20. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that my words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Our faith is a shield and is so important to the perseverance of the believer. The shield can help us from losing faith when things are going good or when they're going bad. We have already heard of an example of a cyclist that persevered through the Tour de France, ultimately winning it by continuing to work hard and put the effort needed. Are you persevering through your life with Christ? Are you satisfied with second place? God has blessed you, and you are currently doing well financially, and your health is good. Are you coasting through life, or are you going to continue and finish strong and make Christ first in your life? Maybe you are struggling financially or have health problems. Are you going to continue in your faith and understand God is somehow going to use this for his glory? If you are a believer here today, remember that God will help you persevere through the difficult times. If you are not a believer, believe in Christ today and feel the presence of the Lord in your life. He can get you through anything. One example that is very personal to me is the perseverance demonstrated by my sister-in-law, Kim Catherine. Before she went to be with the Lord, my brother shared this letter he found in her suitcase as she was preparing for treatment. Let Jesus take care of you one day at a time. Talk to him all day long, all your lifetime. I can't comprehend what the doctor just told me. Too much information to understand. I'll put my faith in God and lead me to the right doctor. I can get through this one day at a time with Jesus. All day with each prayer of love and hope. during her battle with cancer, Kim constantly shared her faith. While the loss of her is still keenly felt by those that loved her, we get comfort from her testimony. This side of heaven, we won't know how many were brought to faith in Christ through her testimony and her perseverance. We also don't know how many believers she encouraged through her perseverance and positive attitude. Kim always tried to remain positive and frequently gave thanks to God for small victories. She definitely impacted my walk with the Lord. Are you a living testimony to the goodness of God? Are you remembering to rely on God's strength and mercy to make it through each day? You may not be battling a disease like cancer, but you may be facing other trials or difficulties. You may be dealing with the loss of a loved one, estrangement from a friend or family member. You may be struggling getting through the day-to-day mundane chores that need to be completed, but seem to provide no fulfillment. Remember, those tasks can be a service to our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are washing clothes, you are serving Christ through serving others. When you are doing dishes, you are serving Christ through serving others. When you take out the garbage, you are serving Christ through serving others. When you babysit for a family so the parents can have an evening out, you are serving Christ. When you give a ride to an activity, you are serving Christ. We could continue on. These tasks seem so unimportant and even draining. But when you are helping others, you are serving Christ. The topic of today was perseverance, making it through your life, keeping your faith in Jesus Christ at the front of your mind. Many times when we think of perseverance, we think of making it through the difficult time. Perseverance is just as important during the good times. When good things happen, do we take credit or do we point to the Lord? When my pastor, Matt, you all know, gets recognized for a particularly good sermon, he is quick to give credit to the Lord. It might seem like a simple thing, but his response leaves an impression on me. When you get complimented, do you point to the Lord? If you have guests and people comment on your house being nice, do you point out the Lord by saying, God has blessed us with this home? When you get complimented on an outfit and are sharing how inexpensive it was, don't we all do that? Do you share that God helped you find what you were looking for at a price you could afford? I'm not saying that every conversation that you have has to reference God. But as you talk more about God in everyday settings, it's easier to persevere. Before we close in prayer, let's take a moment to thank God silently for giving us the strength to persevere and finish the race well. If you are struggling, take this time of silence to ask for the strength to persevere. If you are here today and you have not accepted Christ up to this point, take this time to repent and trust in the Lord. It will be the best decision you ever make. For those that have accepted Christ as their Savior, let's look at two things to learn from today's message. First, are you going to praise the Lord more frequently to strengthen your endurance? When you wake in the morning and don't feel like getting out of bed, praise the Lord for that day. When you are feeling overwhelmed with the day-to-day activities, are you going to put the praise music on and sing along, giving thanks to God? Think of other ways you can remember to praise the Lord. Second, how are you going to grow your faith to help you persevere? Are you going to pray more frequently? Are you going to read Scripture more frequently? Are you going to read books on theology and testimonies of others? Are you going to share your faith with others more frequently? It is amazing how sharing your faith can strengthen your faith at the same time. You are witnessing to others. Strengthening our faith will help us persevere when difficult times come. And they will come. Praising God always will help us persevere when we experience blessings and when we are experiencing challenges. As we close in prayer, think of the things that you can do this week to help you persevere. And think of the things you can do to help others persevere. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day and this time. We ask that you be with each believer here and help them persevere through the difficulties and trials they will face. We also ask if there are any unbelievers that you would help them to see that you gave the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, to all that will believe. Lord, we thank you for your word and the time to fellowship with one another here today. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We pray that you were encouraged by the sermon today. This sermon was preached at First Baptist Church of Clearfield, Pennsylvania. If you'd like more information about our church, you can visit our website at fbcclearfield.com. May God grant you grace and peace as you look to Him today.